Hello everyone, I'm Avinash Sharma from National Center for Cell Science. I'm working here as a DBT Wellcome Trust India Alliance Early Career Fellow. We have recently conducted one study on Sambar Lake, which is located in Rajasthan, India. So this lake is an economically and ecologically very important site, and it's also known as Ramsar site because of the visits of the flamingos and other migratory birds. And the lake is also known for the salt production, which is approximately 0.2 million tons per annum. So in the current study, we focused on cultivating bacteria and archaea. So culturomics is not very common these days because of the introduction of next generation sequencing technologies. A lot of microbial ecologists are moving toward generating high throughput data, which is mainly the sequence data. But culturomics is very, very important because if you have millions of sequences, but if you don't have the culture in pure form, then it's very difficult to understand the physiology of that particular culture and also the biotechnological application of that particular microorganism or any mechanism, unique mechanism the bacteria harbor in their genome. So although there are many groups working on extremophilic bacteria, but if you look at the cultivation of archaea across the globe, a very less number of microbial ecologists are working on the cultivation of these organisms. And there are reasons behind that, because they are not very easy to culture, and they are very complex microorganisms compared to bacteria. So you need a special expertise to culture these very complex microorganisms. So there were two reasons to choose this particular ecosystem for study microorganism. One was because it is not yet explored for the microbial communities which are associated to this particular ecosystem. And then the other thing is, since I'm working from last 10 years on extremophilic microorganism, so this particular ecosystem provide a unique ecosystem to study halophiles, which are known to be the extremophilic microorganisms. So in this study, what we used is two different approaches. One was on-site cultivation, and the other one we used was laboratory cultivation. So on-site, why we decided to do on-site cultivation is because when we transport samples, and also if we delay sample processing, and there are chances that most of the organisms which are not getting nutrients may die, and because of that we may lose them. So here, if you look at the study we conducted, we were able to isolate 25 different kind of microorganism in our on-site cultivation approach, and we were unable to recover those organism when we processed those sample in laboratory condition, giving all the similar conditions which are required for their growth. So here I just want to point out that this on-site cultivation helped us to 13 different kind of microorganism we could isolate, and which are new microorganism. And one such microorganism which we discovered recently, which is an archaea, is Natria alba savrupi. So this organism, we gave this name on the name of Dr. Renu Swarup, Secretary DBT, for her support in microbial diversity studies in India, and also for the efforts she has taken to resolve the National Biodiversity Authority issues related to deposition of microorganism in repositories outside India. So Dr. Swarup has also taken a major initiative in establishment of India's largest microbial repository, which is known as National Center for Microbial Resource, and where more than 200,000 cultures are preserved under single roof. So this was the overall summary of the work we have conducted so far on the Sambar Lake, and we are also looking forward to discover many more species which we have already isolated and working on some of the experiments. And at the end, I would like to thank all the authors and all the researchers involved in this study, especially Swapnil Kajle, and also would like to thank DBT for providing funding to carry out this project. At the end, I would like to thank you for listening to our research we conducted on Sambar Lake.